Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu nnyira mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Kimanyi osiibye wano naye mbuuzi z'osiibye.
I know you've been here, but I'm asking how have you been?
Sooka onyonyole mwoyo oba osiibye
bw'owulidde. First explain your brother how you, situation you're in.
Engeri gy'osiibyemu wano.
The way you've spent the day here.
Olunaku lugenze lutya, owulira otya ku balutya.
How do you feel?
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ne dobozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musume fa Bible.
And our Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagana nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Muli nyera mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
February is our obomulembo mpya.
We are the ministry of the new generation.
Ogwino kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God. All us together with that ministry. We welcome everyone who is new. With the open heart. Let me hope when you come to the ministry. You met us, we will come to you. Let me see the new people. You raise your hands. It's your first time here.
Yes,
it's your first Sunday. May God bless you. All us as the ministry of new generation, which has the full knowledge of God. All us, whoever you look at there,
we
move on to welcome you with the opened up heart. To fill upon you those the intentions of God, for He's given us a heart like His to fulfill His will in the midst of the world. As He spoke what is done in heaven, it will be done on the world. Already coped whatever is done in heaven,
and
began to do it here. You arrived in the right true place to do practice of things in heaven. You reach in heaven and you know all there. Not just reach, rejoice in heaven. As joy is in heaven, we practice within it here. All the peace of heaven. For what is done in heaven, Satan was chased from heaven.
Yeah,
knowledge is not here, we chased him.
Whoever
come a new generation, heaven was chased, and we do what's done in heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. Now you are in the rightful place to see things done in heaven. It was in the date of December. It was 12, it's Revelation 12. In the month of July, in the verse 7, and the war happened in heaven from the 7th hour to reaching the 17th hour.
Satan never moved on Mugulu.
Who has heard it well? You repeat it if you heard it.
Yes, we have Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. I have heard it like this. That Revelation still over 7. The war happened in heaven.
For
chasing Satan from heaven. That even the date, it was 12. The month of July. From the 7th hour. Unto the 17th hour. In that period, what happened? Satan was just from heaven.
Yes.
That is the same hour. The war spent in heaven. It was the 12th hour. It was the 12th in the month of July of this world. From the 7th hour up to the 17th hour.
What
we count 24 hours of the day. Now you can count, know how the war took, how many hours? Those are people in the watchtower, they went to the channel of heavens. Praise Jesus much. We want to move on.
The
introduction of our journey of heaven. The journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who lived before us. We living now. And those coming. To the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the first introduction of the journey of heaven. When we ascend from planet Earth. And we pass through the four heavens to reaching above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we ascend, we say our introduction, the first introduction from of journey of heaven. As we ascend from planet Earth, through the four heavens to reaching above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the
part
here we are into,
yes,
praise Jesus much. It says that we ascend coming from planet Earth to go to heaven.
So
now we do not pass via dimension. As some people say, we are on which part is this? The third. The third part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are going to get examples of those who were taken to heaven as they were ascending. Weren't here in dimensions to enter, that they entered heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you get those examples,
and
prepare your journey to go onto it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we are going to be seeing examples of those who unclothed the body and those who were taken away, they were transformed to enter heaven as they ascended.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And you understand, go to heavens where you head to, how do you move?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we want to be moving on,
or
even this day, to see that word, how it is, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the 2 Kings chapter 2, the verse 11, began on Prophet Elijah.
We
see how he was carried, lifted up, that he enters heaven.
You
shouldn't be deceived over anyone that you're going to die and you'll be buried in the ground.
You will
unclothe the body, is what we call death.
It will
be put in the ground. Your spirit has to ascend. Others are transfigured as we ascend in the midst there.
We're
entering heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they shouldn't deceive you that your spirit goes to the ground or in the purgatory, or it enters in a dimension, a heaven which is around this world. And they say heaven is right on this world.
We
want direct you using light of the word of God, and you see things how they are meant to be in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We've
read in the 2 Kings
in the
chapter 2 verse 11.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'11.
2 Kings chapter 2 verses 11.
Awo olwatuuka nga bakyatambula nga balojja, laba ne walabika eggaali ery'omuliro n'embalasi ez'omuliro ne zibaawula bombi. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga ennyingi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bwe baali nga batambula,
as they were moving,
ye nabbi Elia,
that is Prophet Elijah,
Nena Berisha,
and the Prophet Elisha.
Nabi Gari,
you see the chariots Because those chariots of horses of the angels of heaven, and they came, they parted, separated them. Elijah was taken to heaven with the whirlwind wind taking him. He was lifted up.
So
now, brethren, many of the beliefs and of religions, first of all, even of the sorcerers, for those of sorcerers, they worship demons. They deceive you, will join on the winds of your forefathers, demons in the mountains. In some of the religions, they say you first go to purgatory. Indicated in which place and where.
Bible
never speaks of that place.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Others say that you rotate around based on the world, you enter in the heaven. Those who come get witness is not of truth. But God gives you light in His word. That the day you will unclothe the body, or the day you will be transfigured to ascend. Not go into the dimension, you will ascend to enter heaven. As your spirit will not join on the winds of your forefathers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you look to Matthew chapter 17. Verses 1. Verses 5.
We
are going to see Prophet Elijah again. Yet after time had passed, from the second Kings, in the chapter 2, in the verse 11, he was lifted, taken to heaven. But we heard of him again, and he's speaking with the Lord Jesus in the time when the new covenant had begun. In the Matthew 17, verses 1 to 5, I want to connect with these issues. That those who deceived you, your spirit goes to the ground. Others that purgatory, others that you rotate, enter into a dimension of the heaven,
enter
somewhere based on the world. All those are lies, for Bible has no way it speaks all that. But it shows you, if you unclothe the body, you are on this planet Earth. Your body is left on this world.
Those
on the world remain with your body. Your spirit has to be taken to go back home to heaven. If you worked righteousness, you ascend to the door of heaven, and the angels come for you, or the Holy Spirit.
But
if you are not righteous,
the
still angel of death and hell
doesn't
waste time to take you door of heaven. Yet your spirit is taken from the world, and they throw you in the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell.
You
imprison your spirit to be tormented
on
the day of judgment, when you'll be cast in the lake of fire.
Now,
all those as a result,
that's
why we wanted to bring a quick warning unto you.
And
we must be warned by the word of God. Never move as lies of this world appear.
When
we read this Matthew, we told it like this.
Matayo esule ye 10 omusanvu nolu nyiriri olusoka.
Matthew chapter 17 and the verses 1.
Enako omukaga bwezayitawo Yesu natwala Petero ne Yakobo ne Yokana muganda we n'abalinyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu bokka. Olunyo olwokubiri n'afuusibwa mu maaso gaabwe. Amaaso ge ne gamasamasa ng'enjuba. Ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ng'omusana. Olunyo olwokusatu laba Musa ne Eriya ne babalabikira nga boogera naye. Olunyo lwokuna.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Matayo 17
verse 1 to 3, we have just ended.
Yatwala omutume Peter, Yakobo ne baganda.
Peter, James and John. On the mountain. It was transfigured. But after being transfigured, immediately, there appeared Elijah and Moses. tukimanyi bulungi tujja kula ku nabbi Musa maasa ye yayambula omubiri gwe negusigala ku nsi unclothed his body remained on the world myaka jadda all 10 years in the Old Testament naye ati tugenda okulaba yet we go to see ali mu ggulu he is in heaven Elijah, or Prophet Elijah, we see him in 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 11, when he was lifted by chariots of angels, and he is not dead, and he ascended to heaven.
His
body wasn't dead. He went with it, or it was transfigured in the middle there. Praise Jesus much.
Nabbi Musa ogugombiri yagwambula
Prophet Moses unclothed his body
ngali ku lusozi
while on the mountain
naye ate tuzemu okubalaba
yet we've seen them again
Matayo 17
in Matthew 17
olunyiri okuba ku lusoka pakuru okusa
start from verse 1 to 3
Yesu bwatwala Peter
that Jesus when he took Peter
tume Peter
apostle Peter
na atwala Yakobo
and he took James
ne Yohana
and John
yachusibwa
he was transfigured
wabula mukuchusibwa au
but in transfiguration it shows heavens opened There appeared Moses and Elijah. And they spoke with him. The truth is they were buried in the ground. As you were thinking, for you're going to be buried perhaps. Indeed, where they would have been in heaven, yet they buried them on the world. And why, if it is, your spirit will join on the wings of your forefathers, why did these ones not join on the demons? And they went to heaven. Are we together? Are we there? And they appear there and they are living. Now, what I tell you is this.
Lazima tunulira nnyo olugendo olweggulu.
Really look at your journey of heaven.
Kubanga olina okumakinga bw'olina okutambula.
You have to mark how you're to move it.
Katuddemu olunyiri olw'okusatu.
Let's repeat the verse 3.
Matayo esuula ey'17 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Matthew 17 and the verse 3.
Laba, Musa ne Eriya ne babalabikira nga boogera naye. Olunyiri olw'okuna. Petero n'addamu n'agamba Yesu nti, Mukama wange, kirungi ffe okubeera wano. Boyagala nazimba wano ensiisira ssatu emu yiyo n'endala ya Musa n'endala ya Eriya olunyo olw'okutaano bwe yali ng'akyayogera laba ekire ekimasaamasa ne kibasiikiriza laba eddoboozi ne liva mu kire nga ligamba nti ono ye mwana wange gwe njagala gwe nsanyukira ennyo
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, what
I wanted to remove and to understand, I want you to separate your body and your spirit.
Now,
when the body will be buried in the ground, you prove your spirit has to ascend to enter heaven. Because if it does not ascend, the place is only one place. Bottomless pit, that is hell, found in the kingdom of the stars, according to scriptures of truth, which brought the journey of heaven to expose everything how it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Elijah,
Prophet Elijah,
in
taken ascending to enter heaven, we don't see him dying. Yet we see that they are taking him.
Bible
says in the 2 Kings, even try to look for his dead body. And they say, where has it fallen? Maybe he's fallen in a distant place. But when they went to look for it, they did not find it there. But I mean what? That going to heaven, it's not upon dying. No. Going in heaven is to understand where are you going and how are you going there.
The
issue of dying is not the main thing.
But
body is what will die, you will unclothe it. No flesh and blood within us never goes to heaven. That's not the problem. Go to change and transform it. That goes to the glorious body. Truth is not how, where heaven is, how we go there.
It's
how do we prepare ourselves to go there?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now when we read in the 2 Kings, they show us Elisha. After Elisha has been given power from Prophet Elijah, The sons of the prophets, they wanted to go look for his dead body, but they never found it. Let's read we hear.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri, esuula eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11.
Awo olwatuuka nga bakyatambula nga balojja, laba ne walabika eggaali ery'omuliro n'embalaasi ez'omuliro ne zibaawula bombi. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga ennyingi. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Era Erisa n'akiraba, n'ayogerera waggulu nti, "Kitange, kitange, amagaali ga Isirayiri n'embalaasi ze." N'atambula nate, n'akwata ebyambalo bye, n'abiyuzaamu ebitundu bibiri. Basekabaka ekyokubiri, essuula eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 16.
Awo ne bamugamba nti, "Laba nno, waliwo abasajja 50 ab'amaanyi wamu n'abaddu bo. Tukwegayiridde, bagende banoonye Mukama wo. Mpozi omwoyo gwa Mukama gumusitudde ne gumusuula ku lusozi oba mu kiwonvu." N'ayogera nti, "Temutuma."
N'amugamba
kati, "Elijah tulabye bamusitudde."
They told him, "We've seen Elijah being carried off. Maybe the spirit of the Lord is taking him, throw him somewhere else." Friends, if the spirit comes for you from that body, I want you to look to the way where you go to. This world you get out of it. If the Holy Spirit has come for you, as we saw in the Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, Jesus carried by the cloud of the Holy Spirit
was taken.
Yet still angels come for you. As we saw in 2 Kings 2, verse 11, Elisha lifted, be taken by chariots of angels. After time had passed, if you look to the 2 Kings in the chapter 2, verse 16, that there were mighty men together with servants to prophet Elisha had come in the footsteps of Elijah. And the requester told him, "Go look for your master."
That's
the Holy Spirit. Spirit took him.
Cast
him in the mountain or in the valley. Why was this brought like this? He told them no. He knew where we are going. Not in a certain valley.
As
you said, demons of our fathers in the mountains, or in the valleys, or in the tombs. He knew where he had gone. Let's read the verse 17.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri, essuula eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 17.
Awo bwe baamutayirira okutuusa ensonyi lwe zaamukwata, n'ayogera nti, "Mutume." Awo ne batuma abasajja 50, ne banoonyeza ennaku 3, naye ne batamulaba.
They
insisted on him, it got shamefully said. These people,
think,
"I don't honor the body of Elijah." They say, "Okay, go look for him." They look for 3 days. They did see the dead body. This going to heaven, I want to prove one thing.
Death
of the body is not the main thing. No. The thought you have to understand is one. I came from heaven. I have to get back to heaven.
But
this heaven, where is it? How did I come from there? As I descended, be brought on the world. Now how will I be taken? And as I ascend, and you begin prepare yourself the way you will move your journey. The truth is like this. Many of liars moved in the world, and they told us there is a rope we pass to enter heaven. There is no rope. Issues of the ropes are not there, except what
you
can call the rope which can be broken. That's the life of the body.
That
if it's finished and that is the page finished, either you're taken by Holy Spirit or Holy Angels,
it,
no moving to a certain mountain, a certain valley. As fallen angels lied to you before, That will join the demons of your forefathers. Yet fallen angels, they appear as ghosts of your forefathers. They come back
with
demons of the dead. Yet no one thing. Not understand your journey which brought you on the world. How you came, how you get back. You will be cast in hell. The prison of God. The bottomless pit. For you see the lies of Satan. According to the clan you come from in the flesh. It's not only 5 people who have died in your clan. They are like 100,000 people. Surprising when they go to fellowship of their demons. Only 3 or 4 come back. At most 5. If you ask them where are our colleagues, they begin to get harsh. For they know they are lying, deceiving you. Your rightful colleagues, the place they are in tears. If they didn't work righteousness, send them to enter heaven where we came from. If you began here praying a prayer, our Father is in heaven. We
too
fight, get back to our Father in heaven. Praise Jesus much.
So, now,
these who looked for the dead body, they did not see it. Of Prophet Elijah. Read 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 17 to
18.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 17.
Okutu sensonyi rezamu kwata. Na yugira antimutume. Awo nebatu mabasajja makumi atano. Nebano nyeze na kusatu. Nini batamuraba. Kumina munana, awo ne makuma ujali, ngacha alinde Yeriko. Naba gamba anti, saba gamba temugenda.
It's time to go. What are you looking for? Now they shouldn't deceive you. Many people came out and said, I died. Now when I died, I went in heaven. That language is a dead language. It's not there. You died. What has died, does it possess life? If you died and you went to heaven, the language is not proper. Means you'd have said,
when
I unclothed the body, oh, my body died, I checked out of it. I went to heaven. Are we together? Is it not right? But if you tell someone I died and I went to heaven, what is that? Don't you think Job, James 2 begins to capture them? A body without spirit is dead.
It
means the spirit checks out. What does it say in James? James chapter 2, verse 26.
Awatali mwoyo, bwegubanga gufudde. Era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo.
Which means the body. It's what has died. But the spirit has checked out of it. Now, I want you to imagine. In the time your body will die. And you are checking the original you are the spirit. Imagine in the time where you're heading on to. Are we together? Where are you heading on to in that moment?
What is this?
I've ever checked from my body many times for 7 years in the journey of heaven. But me, I've never died. For I checked out of it, I came back in it. Between the body and me, we are so different. Even scripture says that we are not the same. We are contrary to each other. We never
sins.
Me, I'm not the body. But my thoughts, ask me the spirit. I want to know where did I come from. Some of what we heard is that Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, the body goes back with the dust. It's not you, the spirit. The spirit goes back and to God who gave it. If you get out of the body, people begin to weep. He is dying. You are on the side. The question is, you wanted to go to heaven. How do you begin to go? Say the Spirit has not come for you. Angels have not come for you. Do you get stuck there? What next? Where am I going?
Yes.
Yes. You know why we fear to die? Because we are deceived by Satan that we die. But we do not die. Our spirits never die. Bodies never die. That's why I don't fear that even. In the moment of unclothing the body, in the moment of accident, in the second of sickness, second of the beast of the fields, you're
going
to spend seconds, you're no more in the body,
and
the pain of it will be over, and you look to it there, those weeping, you see them
yet
stuck, you don't know where you go, and you look to see the one who has taken you from the body, angel of death.
When
look behind him, there is angel of hell. You know you're finished. You were in the world dreaming. Now you've woken from the dream. But what will come to you? They take me to bottomless pit hell. According to Acts, you have them. Your fornication, stealing, robbery, you go with them.
But
I wanted to tell you examples of those who ascended to enter heaven.
This what,
upon dying, you shouldn't worry of that. Upon it, to realize who are you, you came from where, and you have to go there back how. Now things of the flesh,
we
are contrary fighting with it. Even the words of the world, they made us attach ourselves to the flesh. Read us that scripture. Galatians 5:17.
Kubanga omubiri gwegomba nga guwakana n'omwoyo. N'omwoyo nga guwakana n'omubiri. Kubanga ebyo byolekanye. Mulemenga okukola ebyo bye mwagala.
You hear?
Omubiri n'omwoyo boolekanye. Bali mu lutalo.
And the body are in the fight. The body fights and contends with the spirit. Indeed. When the time is come and clothing the body, whether you are old or not, one of what cometh to you, even the fear which comes your way. Find a sick person crying tears. Find the old person stricken with sorrow. Problem they ask, now where am I going to? Body tells him you're going to be buried. Yet they say, I heard that we are late. Where we go in the midst there? See how the question can threaten you? Inside you know that you are going to be going on. In the midst there,
stuck,
body deceived, you're going to be buried. The words of the world. Inside you feel to check out of the body.
And
question come, you say now. If I'm dreaming, am I here? I have moved elsewhere. If I'm the body, now who is in the dream? I see myself,
America,
I'm in America,
Asia,
I'm in Asia,
China,
Europe, in the Europe. Between me and the other, what is it? And you get a mirror, look to yourself. Indeed, I'm looking good. The problem now, you are inside yourself. Indeed, I have a face. I have a face.
You
are in a face.
And you say, this is my arm.
This
is my hand.
This
is my leg.
Yes. See things upon us. I bring you this to tell you, those who first entered heaven ascended, but not upon dying. The spirit never dies. So you have to work for your spirit most than your body. The body spends few days on this world.
And
used to do many things in the fight.
You've
been deceived, you at the body.
Chitufu.
And it's true. Umbiri gwava mu lubuto, body came from the womb.
Okusoka nga gubumbibwa okuva mu
ttaka. First formed from the dust.
Bwe gwateekebwa mu ngeri ya Adam.
Put in the form of Adam.
Ebyaddako tukufuna mu lubuto.
What followed we get in the womb.
Naye nangu tegudda mu lubuto.
It never goes back to the womb.
Guddayo kuva ku ntandikwa yaago gye gwatandikira.
Goes back from its beginning where it began from.
Bwe gwali gubumbibwa okuteekebwa ku Adam.
Be formed to be put on Adam.
Gwavawa.
It came from where?
Mu ttaka.
In the dust.
Naye olwali ate teguva mu ttaka. Njagala nacho kitegeka.
Come from the dust, understand
that. Kwa kigamba.
What the scripture say?
Mu mubuulize sura ya 12:7. Nti omubiri ne gudda mu ttaka gye gwava.
Body goes to the dust where it came from.
Omwoyo ne gudda mu ggulu gye gwava.
Spirit goes to heaven.
Yes.
Yes.
Fena tuliko entandikwa.
All have a beginning.
Omubiri gulina entandikwa.
The body has a beginning. It came from the dust. It
goes
spirit, I came from where I'm meant to go back. Are we together in the heavens? And how? When I
rotate
and I enter the heaven on this world,
I
go to purgatory, which I don't know where it is. Let me see one who was a Catholic before. Did they tell you where purgatory is found? That is a great worry on this world. You see how you get lost? How it is in the world, their religions, they all failed. They don't know where heaven, they don't know how you go there. Cause of salvation, restored, also reached God's stark.
Life
of the word reduced. Find a born again, fight for a land where they will be buried.
They
go to heaven and you wonder. Have you seen? The body is controlling the spirit. We have never connected, not a single hour or minute. Except to capture us as spirits.
But
captures, we remain not connecting. That's why a person gets old.
Inside
them as their spirit, they feel they are still youthful.
Say,
old man, let me hold for you.
Say,
don't organize me, I can do it myself. Many times they become complicated in those age.
Inside
they feel their spirit is not old.
So change again the kula.
What I want to show you.
The
body goes the dust it came from.
The
spirit goes back to heaven where it began. All us meet in the womb. Both of us. Yet both have where we came from.
There
is revelation there.
When it's
beginning Genesis 2, in the first 7,
it
was formed from the dust. Did we get it in the dust? In the womb. The spirit.
Genesis
12:7. It came from heaven. And it reached into where? In the womb. We both met there to connect in the womb.
And
we are not the same. We connected in the womb. When we reached this
one,
the body wanted to begin to confuse things concern me.
Do
you know where the problem came? How old are you? You speak to your brother or sister. How old are you? You have those years, you've spoken to them. Some of you are shameful, even speak your years. What do you do like this? Your rightful years, you do not know them. You are a spirit which came from heaven many years back. Let's speak of the years of this, of the body. Them two, they are not true years. For they deducted 9 months. That paint being given a body in the stomach.
If
you count years of the flesh, add on the 9 months. People ask you in the proper language, or the pure language of Bible, how old are you?
You
my body has these years. But me, I have I came from heaven.
Go
back there and live forever.
Yes, you was
praise me. Jesus.
Man.
How you came, show them how you descended.
Go
back there.
It's
the issue of death, don't speak much of it. It's not the main thing here.
Lord,
if you be dying me, I will unclothe it. What I
request is one. Be
clothed a body from where I came from.
Unclothe
this, that's what I want. Even
this
is the prophet Elijah. Ascend to go. In the midst they were transfigured. Unclothed this body. And this vanished from there. They got a body from heaven and they moved onwards to heaven.
Every
time you got out of this body, I got out of my body without clothing heavenly body, and I
was
seeing a spirit moving in space and all shining. As I'm there, I was clothed the body from heaven. I asked him, how come
it happened?
Put yourself your clothing with clothings of it.
He
told me you will first get born again. We give you that body. Everything born is born with a body.
I don't know,
you got born again. Don't know issues of the heavenly body. What are you
on?
For whatever born is given a body. It's not that. Have you seen anything born on the world not given a body? They
birthed
a hen. It has no body, you don't see it.
A banana, and
the little banana has no body.
Even as
we get born again, there is a body we are given. Let me first start from here.
Yes, Christ, we have us.
Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm name and voice teacher Banji. Thank God for this teaching. But for profiting, let me ask this question.
We've
read in the Galatians, the body and the spirit are contrary, fight each other, and they don't alike. But my question is here, Matthew 17,
for
profiting all of us to get it together. Apostles, no one told them that the other is Elijah, and that the other is Moses. How did they know that is Moses and Elijah? That the spirit looked like the body we are clothing. When I got out of it, the image I clothed in the flesh, even my spirit will look alike my body. No.
But
if you look the way you look,
some
of you will not enjoy life there.
There
is even one who is complaining because they are short. Another complains because they are small. Another complains they are short and they are fat.
Complains
they are fat, they are short and small. Another says, I'm too fat and big. I'm fighting slim. I want to reduce weight. Another, they are so tall beyond measure. Now Mark 12:25-27
says,
shall be given bodies like angels. Bodies of angels, they are uniform. You can pass an angel. Meet another you think is the one you phoned before. Tell them in the journey of heaven is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, that you see up there. Past the blue heaven you see, the next is the city of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But
apostles,
in that time they had entered the spiritual world, and the spirit reveals all. For Jesus had been transfigured. You can be not be transfigured without the Holy Spirit. In Psalms 104:30,
it
says, "Spirit, they are created in all ways." Even Holy Spirit, borders of heaven, the Holy Spirit gives them. And we given this for mothers are never in the womb.
But in
Job 12:7.
He say,
where he say your visitation kept my spirit. In the Job 10:6-10. I just covered flesh, body, and skin.
So,
now, how is it on that? The heavenly body is different from that of the world. For so this is flesh and blood. But that heavenly, its life is spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. How did they understand that Elijah?
Verse Corinthians
chapter 2, verses
9
unto 11. But we were revealed by the Spirit of God. Is that who said then they had not received the Spirit? Apostle Peter. When
Christ
revealed Jesus is the Christ, he said, flesh and blood has not revealed you this. God the Father in heaven has revealed it.
So, though you've
not gotten the Holy Spirit, you can base outside to reveal to you. And
it's
told that in John 14:17, he will be unto us first.
Then,
and he will be within us.
So,
he first dwells around you
then
outside.
After
you align yourself, he enters in you.
And
gives portion in you. And outside, even inside you, is there. That is it. That is the answer.
Yes, you was with
praise me. Jesus much.
So,
now, in all those, you've gone back there. The main thing is not dying. Examples we are seeing. The holy ones who ascended in heaven. Went back home to heaven. The prophet Elijah.
Moses.
Like Enoch.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Truth
is to understand you're not body. You are spirit. And you came from heaven. When you came, you were brought descending down on the world. And they're going back as to be ascended. Finding the body you met in the womb. But no, both never came from there. Pastor
Gideon,
you've been revealed that.
The Lord no longer. Okay.
Revealed that today and you had been revealed that before.
Okay,
those revealed today, you raise your hand. We meet with the body, spirit and body meet in the womb. But both did come from there. Ecclesiastes 12:7.
Omubulizi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Ecclesiastes 12:7.
Mubulizi esule ya 12 olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Ecclesiastes 12:7.
Enfufu nedda mu ttaka nga bwe yali omwoyo ne gudda eri Katonda eyagugaba.
Orengedde wamma.
Have you seen? Fena
nina destiny gye twavaamu.
Oh, God, a destiny we came from. When he gave Adam a body, Genesis 2:6-7, they formed it from the dust. All ingredients which made it, they put it in the egg of a man and the ova egg of a woman. We meet them in the womb of a woman. Ingredients which made the body. Our spirits were brought down in this world. We were entered in the world.
And
we got to conflict with the body. We
met
other connected. We got out.
But what
when we reached on the world, the body claimed much authority because I am inside it. People who appear, they want to take honors with themselves.
omubiri mubaka wange.
The body is my ambassador.
Okulaga bwendi
to show me how I'm in the body now.
Nokukola kwa emirimu yange kwonna.
Working of my works.
Mubaka yaddire ntebe yange
natula. Ambassador took my seat and he sat in it.
Nibyo kutegera kwanga yagalabye.
My understanding, you want to control it.
Yet
the truth. Don't want to think death is in your life with God.
What is
you came, where, who are you? How do you get back? And how, where?
It's
what we tell you. Examples of some who first came from heaven, their spirits.
And
who went back there.
Elijah
looked for his body, never saw it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let's
pose some questions we first started.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, in
the first Corinthians
15, 50-53,
this is the secret involved. Elijah being taken, and Enoch, who ascended, went back to heaven. It's possible to be transfigured or to unclothe the body, the body of flesh and blood.
If
check out of the body, no one thing. You have to ascend. The day the Lord is coming back, some of us will not taste death, yet we have to be transfigured. Ascend, go with the Lord. Let's read. We hear.
First Corinthians
15:50.
Njogera abooluganda ng'omubiri n'omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda. So okuvunda tekusikira butavunda. 5:1 laba mbabuulira ekyama tuli ebaka ffenna. Naye ffenna tulifuusibwa. Bakolisa ekisooka essula ey'15 5:1. Laba mbabuulira ekyama tetuli ebaka ffenna naye ffenna tulifuusibwa. 5:2.
You heard that word?
Ndiraba.
That behold, we shall not all sleep. What sleeps? Bodies. What we call dying, the bodies just slept.
Has
not spirit which helped it
to
move and do all the work. When they say it slept, because they cannot take long there, it's going to rot. Death, I know him. What if he says and clothed the body is what I called death?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Okay, yes, try to use
the word death that he died.
No one dies.
All their bodies sleep and they check out.
You
ascend back to heaven,
they're
taken by Holy Spirit or angels.
Now,
if you committed righteousness, what happens? If you committed evils,
Galatians 6:7-8,
you will see of angel of death,
the
one of hell, they have come for you. They take you in hell, your spirit. The body conned you all along. And indeed the body conned you. And inside the initially, you thought you were this body. How many had that? Me too, I had been conned like that. Who was it conned in that? The one who was in the middle and not sure of yourself, whether your body or spirit. That thing seemeth small, but
it's
one of the things which cause us to deny Christ. As if not eaten, not drunk, as if you not rejoiced. The body is calling you. Jesus, deny him. You sleep in a funny house. You don't build a house before. It's not the spirit speaking such. The spirit, though it is moving around.
As long
as I go back home in heaven, I have a city there.
Let's
help the body not cause us to fall. What
did
understand you and it, you connected in the womb. Each has to go back where they came from. Praise Jesus much.
So, now
all we shall not sleep. Say dying as you speak it.
No,
they told the Lord Jesus, Lazarus is dead. He said, no. Lazarus is sleeping. People thought in the body that is Lazarus. They asked him, where has he been buried? Lazarus is in the hands of angels. And they are taking him. According to Luke 16:19 and downwards.
Spirit is with
the angels. This one remain with the body. Resurrection, how does it happen? You speak to the angel.
When
the Spirit has said, in the name of Jesus, bring back that spirit in its body. That is what we call raising the dead. What is raising the dead? Who has ever prayed for a person to raise them up to life? And what is raising the dead?
Under
the sun, but we didn't know them initially. And Jesus raised up the dead. You know our Lord Jesus.
He
was raising up a young girl. He went
and
told her, girl, arise. The dead body, does it have ears to hear? Tell her, come back in your body.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. Let's finish here.
Abakolinso kisoke sura ya 15.
1 Corinthians 15:52.
Mangu ago, ngakutemia chikowe. Akagomba ke komerero gwe kalivuga. Kubanga kalivuga nabafu balizokizibwa. Obutavunda. Naffe tulifusibwa.
Yes.
Naffe abali babati aliwo kufusibwa.
We shall still be on the world, we shall be changed and transfigured. Others, we knew this one died. We shall see them there back. Yet they will not be coming from the ground. Bible says they will come back with the Lord Jesus. According to the Thessalonians, they will come with the Lord.
So
let me tell you the mystery of the coming back of the Lord. Not be worried of the one who have gone. That they died. No, they come back with the Lord Jesus. For they are the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. They have come back on the other day.
And
all are sent back all together. Say, blessed are they who died in the Lord. Or who sleep in the Lord Jesus. And me, when I know the other person unclothed the body, I rejoice. If they know they have been in righteousness, they come back, they have gone to Jerusalem to rest. I even feel jealous they have gone before me.
Now that they have
Elijah
and
with angels, as long as we be on the world and we begin to bear that. But I feel a little jealousy where they have moved before me.
Except
the one going to hell will weep for them.
But
we don't cry for the one dying. That's the body. But we cry for the one going. Is it not that?
Jeremiah 22:10.
The one dying is the body. The problem not to ascend back home. You read for us, this one says it.
Jeremiah 22:10. Jeremiah 22:10. Temukabira maziga oyafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Nyemu mukabire nyonyini ya maziga oya agenda. Kubanga tachadda na te. So talidaba. Nsiye wawe.
You see the problem. Don't cry for the one dying.
That
body is dead. That day we leave him there. Even we never weep for that.
But
we weep bitterly for the one going. My God. For the problem.
Not
go back to your home country.
Philippians 3:20
our home and we have to ascend, go back there.
See,
I will not be able to ascend. You know what happens? This planet up where we are. Images are not to be worshipped.
They
trait the teachings.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus, man. Planet Earth where we are.
The
one dying body remains on this planet. They say we don't waste time praying for that one. Whether you burn it or it's up to you. If
they
does us eat it, it's up to them. But that's a case.
Some part
God commanded us to eat human bodies. But if it wasn't bad to eat, if commands would allow us.
Yes, you
must. Praise Jesus. That's why they commanded bodies to eat.
Yes,
like animals, insects and birds.
And
the plants, we eat their bodies. Their spirits go back to heaven. Now see, the one remain on the planet is the one that they say. Jeremiah 22:10 Don't pray for the one dying and don't weep for them. Weep for the one checking out to go. For the problem,
they
will not go back to home country. They will never see it again.
Philippians 3:20
say our home is heaven. Now we came and responded to the body on this world.
And
the body was made from this world. It remains there.
And
you would have gone to your home country and you ascend back. Those who wait ahead of us, they say you take them down. They go down the bottomless pits in the prison of God, hell, to the day of judgment.
They
will put them on the chains in the city of God and they will be judged. They will be cast in the lake of fire in the central of the city of God, on the golden altar of God. The golden altar. That's where judgment will be carried.
No.
That day you will be brought, you will never align yourself. If you come from torments from hell,
no
hell has a fire, but not of the lake of fire. These are different. Today hell is working, lake of fire is not yet worked. I don't want to be deceived by your body.
It's
one thing you can be brought to the world of the spirit. You found the body made from the dust. Prepared right from the womb to get it from the womb. That's why you meet each other.
Because
body knows came from dust. At the end of all, it has to go back to the dust.
But
it knows its destiny. The problem, man knows not their destiny. You as the spirit,
in
confusions in the midst there. Can you go back? It can be hard for you. Bodies in destiny they go. Even if of animals.
Though
you first eat it,
it
still ends, you have a hole you dug on the side. You take it to the dust.
We wow.
Is it that?
You must
understand the things
that is,
God gave you a chance for your sake and me. I went in the journey of heaven. That's why I called it journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. The journey of
those who live
in was their journey, but they never knew it.
It's
the kind of us living now and those coming
and
the coming back of Jesus.
Not
yet for the connect with the body in the womb, they still come. They need to find this message in place.
If
we too found it, we should have avoided the body and the desires of it. The least contradiction is one. Our destinies are not the same. We are going to separate to go to the dust. Me, I have to go back home. Hebrews 11 in the verse
4.
This happened on Enoch. He too he was taken. But they did look for his dead body. This body is useless. No use. God, to make it vanish. Disappear. Both parts and flesh you see. It disappears in the shortest time. And you appear in the heavenly body.
Abebulaniya esula eye 11 n'olunyiriryo olwokuna.
Hebrews 11 and the verse 4.
Olw'okukkiriza Abiri yawa Katonda saddaaka esinga obulungi okukira eya Kayini eyamutegeezesa okuba n'obutuukirivu. Kubanga okuba n'obutuukirivu Katonda bwe yategeeza ku birabo bye. Era olw'okwo newankubadde nga yafa akyayogera.
Those who die, can they speak? They can't, except spirit is in the heaven.
Abebulaniya esula eye 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Hebrews 11 verse 5.
Olw'okukkiriza Enoka yakyusibwa obutalaba kufa.
Yakyusibwa.
He was transfigured. Did he even see death? If an angel of death never saw him,
figured
him is the Holy Spirit, took him direct.
Hebrews 11
and the verse 5.
Enoka yachusibwa obutalaba kufa. Natalabika. Nti. Natalabika. Kubanga Katonda yamuchusa.
Yamukolachi. Yamuchusa yamutwala.
God transfigured him or he took him.
Hebrews 11
verse 5.
Olw'okukkiriza Enoka yakyusibwa obutalaba kufa. N'atalabika kubanga Katonda yamutwala.
Kirina kuba yamutwala.
It is said he was taken.
Hebrews 11 verse 5.
Abebulaniya 11 lwakutaano.
By faith Enoch was translated.
Olw'okukkiriza Enoka yazuzibwa.
That he should not see death.
Era n'atalaba kufa.
And he was not formed.
Era n'atazuulibwa.
Because God had translated him.
Kubanga Mukama yali amukyusizza.
For before his translation.
Kubanga tanakyusibwa.
He had this testimony.
Yalina obujulirwa buno.
That he praised God.
Yasanyusa Mukama.
Yes, truth yakyusibwa.
Truth was transfigured.
Era n'atwalibwa Katonda.
He was taken by God. As we saw Elijah ascending,
ministry
was to be transfigured, flesh and blood ended there.
Kubanga,
for they do not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But I want you to move understand.
Between
as we get examples,
those
who have ascended back to heaven where we come from, there we've seen other things like our
separation
with the flesh, body we not the same, flesh and blood. In the fight in the medicine here, let
me
leave the body for no matter what it has to die, it has to sleep. We are not to cry for it. Someone's apostle. Ecclesiastes says, cry together with those who are in Christ. You be sorrowful with those in sorrow. Rejoice with those rejoicing.
Yes.
Why do you cry for someone? You say they have died. We begin to cry as we ask. Have they been born again?
Sorry.
That's how it is. And they're true born again.
So they
are looking for money, eating this watermelon. And they are fronting that. And they are
fronting
the kingdom of God and righteousness. These are the them what they need.
They have been lukewarm.
We begin to say,
my God.
Jeremiah 22:10 has happened.
Don't
cry for this dying.
It's
the body.
You cry
and weep the one going because they have not gone to heaven. You have mercy for those remaining.
Yes,
we can't cry, but what we cry is not the same format of how you cry.
But
if you see me crying, you know what I'm crying. If you see another is there, the body is there, I'm laughing, enjoying, you know they are home, they've made it. You have nothing to cry over. But the one was not gone.
Philippians 3:20.
God's home is heaven.
But
without righteousness, no one can see God. Righteousness comes from believing. The word of God, we are crying. The word of God, honor. We have gone badly. We are crying. There we are crying.
Those who cry for people in the world.
You call me. People who rent people cry for them. Yes.
You call us.
We shall cry as we preach the gospel. But on the born again, don't call me, just laugh as I enjoy. As
we
quit, did you reach? How is home? This body we are going to bury it. For the greeting of the city, Hebrews 11. Abraham greet the city with those there. How are you home there? When you take the dead body, we go praising. He, they say what? He reached home in heaven. The form of burial of this people. You know it can preach the gospel the way we bury? They find songs we sang on the dead. You the Catholics and the Protestants.
Fuba. Pozi fuba wasi.
You fuba egulu yempera. You have time for that.
Yet
they brought a priest to pray for the person.
I don't know
if you understand well.
They are mocking you.
How can you strive at that moment?
Heaven is the reward
which is our home.
They don't even know
how they go there. And the pastor told you go to purgatory. They said go to purgatory and the dead body they sing for it. Heaven is the reward of our home. Others, they don't even ask. Protestants are even vote. They have their songs they sing. As if it's of salvation even. Those are the songs they sing. We praise you, Jesus.
But
even they begin to pray for the dead again. Don't you see madness involved there? The other is left. They are praying for the pastor. Now pray for them what? You would have even prayed for them. Because they accepted their two intercessors in heaven. The Holy Spirit and Jesus. Others, they are resting. You pray for dead bodies, you confuse us. You know those who read death announcements, they say, may God give them the good rest, and may He judge His spirit with mercy. Yet what did in the flesh they have judged you for? There is no mercy at that moment. The spirit of the Lord, may He judge it with mercy. Death announcements. What they did on the world is enough. No matter you ask for mercy at that moment.
uh, Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuli fena.
Are we together?
Naye gwe nabako Enoch oyo.
You see Enoch.
Ngwe tusome Waraniya 15.
Read Hebrews 11:5.
Yaliwo mweli mu rubereri.
He was there in Genesis.
Naye yatwali kwa Katonda.
He too was taken by God.
Mu rubereri sura iyo kutana.
In the Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5 verse 21.
Enoka namali emyaka nkaga moyitano nazala Mesusera olwabiri mwebiri. Enoka natambulira wamu ne Katonda bwe yamala okuzala Mesusera emyaka bisatu nazala abaana abobulenzi n'abobuwala olunye olwabiri mwesatu. Ennaku zonneza Enoka ne ziba emyaka bisatu mu nkaga moyitano olwabiri mwenya. Enoka natambulira wamu ne Katonda so natabeerawo kubanga Katonda yamutwala.
Katonda yamukola ki?
God did what to him?
Yamutwala.
God took him.
Yamutwala wa.
He took him where?
Katonda aliwa.
Where is God?
Kitafa akola ki?
Our Father is in heaven.
Yamutwala mu.
He took him to heaven.
Goyagala genda wa.
You want to go where?
Mutaka.
In the ground.
Mpurigatory.
In purgatory. In heaven.
Tuagala kuambuka kutambu.
To ascend, go back to heaven.
Nzis ulimba mwese no bwanda.
Lies of this world, I'm tired of it. I hate it.
Abasamize ne batufira.
Sorcerers scorn us.
Mubikane nnimi na
clans, nations and languages. Join on demons of the lake.
Nze wejiwe je mzimu wa kanegate kuba eno
katuende eri Katonda. Enoch, let's go to God.
Ningate kubera ija tukiende
mu Elijah, we go to heaven.
Kuba Katonda yatwara abantu so abatambula naye.
Took those who first moved with him.
Atifu kuruno.
You what about us this time?
Ye muroko da badama nyage na
mbona
na inga tamanyi na mobili.
Go to heaven by then no we with body.
Ndio mbuza mnokole.
As born again. You go to which heaven? Yes.
Ngenda
mukuru. I go to heaven.
Na mobili.
Which with body?
Ngabonda ba.
As you see me.
Na bitundu bya byecha.
With your private parts?
Yes.
Ebichi? What?
This body
never goes be like angels.
Mark
12, 25-27.
Are
going to be like angels.
There's
no marriage, no getting married. Why push us married and get married? One part only. One. That God on the heavenly body did put it. One day I told God, if this part you take it off,
and
I go serve you without things troubling me. Or you kill it, you deactivate it. He said the problem. Maybe I take it off totally. But if the heart still in there, it also has love.
Those
are of the flesh you bear it.
Though
you were knocked by a sheep, as they say, you
remain
sick. The heart holds love within it. But you can reach
his
doors to run, and you fail to run, but at least you went to represent yourself, to be there. The one who was understood, you go to those running. The heart takes you in those who run, but as you reach, you have no feet to run. But you've reached there.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus much. In the Matthew 17, the verse 3, he showed us Moses and Elijah. Speak with the Lord Jesus.
Yet,
remember Prophet Moses.
He
unclothed his body. Exodus 34. Let's look there, we see. We're going to see his spirit in heaven.
He
was able to ascend. Let us hear. The
Deuteronomy 34,
verses 7.
Deuteronomy
34, verses 5.
Awo Musa omuddu wa Mukama nafiireyo. Musi ya Moabu.
Katuwe kuruhukuna.
Chamateko olwokubiri esula esatu mwennya n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Deuteronomy 34 verses 4.
Mukama n'amugamba nti eyo yensi gye nalayirira Ibulayimu, Isaaka ne Yakobo nga njogera nti ndigiwa ezzadde lyo, nti nkugirengezezza n'amaaso go naye tolisomoka kugendayo. Olunya olwokutaano, awo Musa omuddu wa Mukama n'afiira eyo mu nsi ya Mowaabu ng'ekigambo kya Mukama bwe kyali. Olwomukaaga, n'amuziika mu kiwonvu mu nsi ya Mowaabu awoolekera e Besupyoli.
Olabye olulimi luno.
You hear this language? It affected us much. Moses, the servant of God. I'm right to know how he writes. And Moses, the servant of God, and clothed the body. That body God buried it in the valley. God buried it himself. He sent his angel. Angel buried the body of Moses. They contended with it with Satan. In the Jude chapter 1. Jude chapter 1 verse
9.
Angel of the Lord contended with Satan. You leave that body to me. If I enter in it.
Have
you had those who raise dead bodies up to walk? They make them dig. You know what they do? Fallen angels enter the dead body.
And find
your late relative, a car knocked. They came, stole the body from the grave. They are digging. Satan contended with the body of Moses.
He appeared to them as Moses.
Moses was seen in Matthew 17:3. Spirit is in heaven. He reached.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri esula eyasatu mwennya n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Deuteronomy 34 verse 6.
N'amuziika mu kiwonvu mu nsi ya Mowaabu awoolekera e Besupyoli. Naye tewali muntu amanyi amalalo ge ne leero.
Ate bandigalabyewa nga malayika
yeyasiika mbiri. When the angel buried his body.
Jude 1:9 katugisome.
Jude 1:9, let's read it.
Ebbaluwa ya Yuda esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Jude chapter 1 verse 9.
Yuda emu olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Jude chapter 1 verse 9.
Naye Mikayiri malayika omukulu bwe yayomba ne Setaani n'ayogera naye olw'omubiri gwa Musa. Teyenganga kumuleetako musango gwa kuvuma. Naye yagamba nti Mukama akunenye.
Bayombera eri ku lusozi.
They quarreled on the mountain.
Kitani ba yemugagutse.
Satan told him, you.
Gombiri gombe wano.
Give me that body here.
Twice gaya gukuwa.
You get it, I will not give it to you.
Mukama akunenye
kwagaza. God rebuke you, want it for what?
Nagukweka nagusiringa.
He did sealed it.
Ngani bwono nyota tsagura.
And though you look for it, you can't see it. You know why they wanted it? Is Moses had been given the body of heaven. And it's between this body again.
In
the time he came to God, the body was shining before him.
The
heavenly body wanted to manifest, swallow the physical body. And his forehead was shining. Many times he came out from the Lord. His forehead was shining.
Now
God saved him for
he was about
to kill that body for people missed. He said, and clothed this body from here. As long as you have heavenly one, I'm taking you to heaven.
So when
you get back to Exodus, Moses was always shining his forehead. But what caused this? He had been clothed the body from heaven. He still held the earthly body. Exodus 34, verse 29.
Awo lwatuuka, Musa bwe yakka okuva ku lusozi Sinai. Ebipande bibiri ebyobujulirwa nga biri mu ngalo za Musa. Bwe yakka okuva ku lusozi, Musa n'atamanya ng'omubiri ogw'amaaso ge gumasaamasa olw'okwogera naye.
When he went to speak with the Lord, not only to give him all honor,
yet
he had given him body from heaven. Now we
are
sent go to heaven like them.
While
still in this body, groan be clothed the body from heaven. Even though you will unclothe this, you check out
that
you have the body from heaven and you are sent as those who moved ahead,
come
rest in the city of God,
of
the angels
and
the holy ones of God. According to Hebrews 12, 22-23.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So much.
Now, as we end,
2
Corinthians chapter 5, from verses
1.
Quest you, this was understood that this body, destinies of the dust, your spirit,
you
came from heaven descending on the world, and you ascend, have to ascend, go to heaven.
You
don't fall in hell, which is on the west, southwest of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All you to do is one thing.
When
you realize you were lowered from heaven, connected with the body in the womb,
the
body was made, its beginning was the dust. It goes back to dust.
You
came from heaven as spirit, you have to go back. Time you yearn for a body from heaven.
Had
you ascend, go to heaven, when you have no heavenly body,
they
find your spirit is naked.
They
clothe you a body of the
hell.
In Lamentations 4, you appear like a dry stick, like bones packed in the sack without rightful form.
So
let's finish like this.
2
Corinthians 5.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule yokutano n'olunyiriri olusooka.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe yensiisira y'omunsi ebyabizibwa tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda, ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono, ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omuggulu. Olunyo lw'okubiri, kubanga tusindira mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu. Olunyo lw'okusatu, bwe tulyambazibwa mpozzi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere. Olunyo lw'okuna, kubanga ffe abali mu nsiisira eno tusinda nga tuzitoowererwa, si kubanga twagala okwambula wabula okwambazibwa, ogwo ogufa gulyoke gumirwa obulamu.
Tetusaba nti oyambule kati.
Don't pray and request you unclothed now.
Kiri kye nangambye nti ekintu ffe kufa twakivaako.
What we told you, the issue of death, we gave up on it long back.
Tukozesa kwambula.
We use unclothing.
Naye ate nga tetunaba kwambula, osikulanga omwoyo gwe bagusingana guli bwereere.
Lest your spirit is found naked.
Kubanga kizibu okugwambusa ate mu ggulu nga guli bwereere.
It's hard to ascend it in heaven when it's naked.
Kubanga kuluno tekugendera mu nsuwa.
For this time it doesn't go in the pot.
Mukaseru.
It doesn't go in the basket.
Bagulitira.
Through which it was brought.
Waliwo akaseru kali mu Zakariya sura ya 5.
The basket in Zechariah chapter 5.
Baletere emyoyo mu lubuto za mama.
Free spirits in a mother's womb.
Tugenda kusoma nnyo.
I'm not going to read much.
Ne bakolera omubiri ya tent yo.
Make your body it's your tent. And they put you in there. Your spirit is covered like that. The problem, the way you check out,
should
then go back to that basket. Go back to the city of God. Now you yearn one thing. They find you not clothed the body from heaven.
Still
we don't request to be unclothed now. But most if you are clothed while in this body, they find you not naked. The day you check out, you will have a body from heaven. Holy angels, angel Michael,
Maraika Gabriel,
angel Gabriel,
Maraika
angels of fire who came for Elijah, those of counsel, and they are led by the Holy Spirit. They take you up to heaven. Wait when you get back with Jesus on the day of the end. Then we reconnect
our flesh.
Still be on the world with the body of heaven. Vanish and the body from heaven and us will appear. And then we ascend. But so frightening that many check from this life. and they have been deceived by the body. They thought they are the body.
And
they find me or you ejitaina mobiri.
And
clothe them a body of hell, spoken in Lamentations.
Let
us read of that body you hear as we finish.
Okukungubaga esule yokuna. Okukungubaga esule yokuna. Noru nyiriri oruo musamu.
Lamentations chapter 4 verse 7.
Okukungubaga esule yokuna. Noru nyiriri oruo musamu.
Lamentations chapter 4 verse 7.
Abakungu bali balongofu okusinga omuzira. Bali beru okusinga amata. Emibiri gyabwe gyasinga amayinja amatwakavu okumyuka. Bali banyirivu nga safiro.
Bwetu bwetwali era omubiri gwaffe guli ogw'omuggulu.
And our body of heaven.
Kusinzira ku luyimba
tano. According to Song of Songs 5.
Okuva ku lwokutaano.
From verse 5 downwards. In downwards.
Laga emibiri gyaffe okukolebwa amayinja aga safiro.
Our body is made from the stones of sapphire and gold.
Naye kati munaye bwe batogufunye.
If you've not gotten it.
Batandika okugamba ebigambo eby'okukungubaga.
Yet to tell you these words of lamentation.
Ye bitusindika mu kukaaba
kuli. What sends us in the weeping and crying.
Irabajali.
See where they are now.
Ali mubiri guli nganga ekikuti ekikadde.
Body like an olden sack.
Which is packedwa mama
gumba. In which they packed bones. You know, you are all of not frightful formed. You are yourself. You are all bent without form. And the bone of the back is pointed out like that. As if you have a hunchback. And the legs, they are all off, not rightful shaped. Maybe they can be like this, like that. You fall on a big problem. Yet you're going to be tormented there. A body which is not rightful formed, it's painful. Itself is what first torments you. That's why it's slept wrongly. And the bone is lost shape of little. You feel you want to turn position. You feel pain press you as a spirit.
Okukungubaga esula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Lamentations 4 verses 8.
Amaaso gaabwe gasinga ekisirizo okuddugala.
Look how you appear.
Umbiri gwa geyena.
The body of hell.
Butuka eringo amaso mandugavu
kunokona. Black all over. Even the inside portion is black. You look like a wild cat. You see how you look like?
Bambi.
You see what has fallen on you? Angels from heaven, they lost the heavenly body.
They
appear funny like that.
Here
on the world, they called aliens.
They're
all there with funny eyes.
That's what
us right, anytime we think how you look like then, and what you're passing through.
Usually here there are those
who have memorial of the dead. How do you call it? You have memorial of the dead, you pray for them.
You remember them
that's what we remember on them.
What
passed through where they are in hell. A month of remembering, praying,
okay.
It's a question. Praise Jesus. They say the eyes appear how? The body will not go to heaven.
You
have no body of heaven. They are going to clothe you a body. You look the eyes you two will have. Now look to the other. Lamentations, let's move on. Lamentations
4 verses 8. Amaso gaabwe gasinga ekisirizo okuddugala. Tebamanyibwa mu nguudo.
Ate omanyibwa wadde tudda mu nguudo olugenda mu ggulu
totawana. Went to heaven the waste time.
Ugena yuko nuna yoji.
You go there and look for what there?
okukungubaga essuula eyokuna n'olubiri olw'omunaana
Lamentations 4:8
eddiba lyabwe lyegasse n'amagumba gaabwe
omanyi okubanga omubiri gw'olimu
not the body you're in
oluba lwonna
bwebafaanagana alone look at how you look like
abadde omuwanvu bakunaanuulira
ddalaogukunaanuulaextreme
laba oli obulago
look at the neck of the other
kuyinza okuba wali olingiriza ebyabalala ne bakuwa omubiri gwe obulago
bwanaa
era oliva mu mubiri guno neweerabanga ogenze
mukifaanaganaomanyi
owedde
you know you will have gotten finished
kukungubaga essuula eyokuna
kukungubaga
lamentation
tukabiro yagenze embeera
gyagendeemusinoogood
okusinzira ku butali butuukirivu
unrighteousness they have done
okukungubaga essuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana
lamentations chapter 4:8
eddiba lyabwe lyegasse n'amagumba gaabwe likaze lifuuse ng'omuggo
omanyi omuggo ogukaze bwe gubeera
How it appears bent, dry, bent, twisted. You know how you appear. Call people to true salvation, which comes from believing.
And
faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Minutes
of 2-4 commands and above. 2-4 scriptures and above. From the Old and the New Testament.
God
don't refuse to give what you need. But come salvation moving by the word of God. And you see good things on the world and you move to heaven.
I've
gotten a few examples. And many in the Bible. Those who are sent to enter heaven. On the next Sunday, we are going to see. Even those who are saying, those who envision things of heaven, saw them in the form of ascending and descending. Not in the form of dimension. Revelations 1:1. As I sample you of those.
Okubikulirwa essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka
Revelations chapter 1:1
okubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo
Revelations chapter 4:1
okubikulirwa essuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olusooka
Revelations chapter 4:1
oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba era laba oluggya oluguddwawo mu ggulu n'eddoboozi nasooka okuwulira ng'eryakagombe nga lyogera nange ng'ayogera nti linnya okutuuka wano nange naakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo
abolesebwa mu ngeri
kiabaabikulirwa
ebyomuggulu yalaba eggulu nga
lyeguyambuka ascend
okujjana okulaga
ebikati
bwowulira abantu
twayita mutaminl You wonder. To go see things of heaven.
I hear
we were on the beach. They took
somewhere.
Is it not under the ocean?
Abangi.
Friends.
And they
vision two things of heaven.
They
move form of ascending and descending. And the Acts 10 says, and the heavens opened.
And
I saw a white sheet held on the corner descend from heaven.
After
they appear in form of descend and ascend. We shall begin from there. May God bless you. You stand on your feet. We pray. As we thank God, ask Him light of knowledge, the riches of knowledge, thank Him for tithing the offerings, those we are to give, ask He increase on us, in the name of the Lord Jesus, arise on your feet,
you
stretch a little, tell Him, we'll come back,
but
light of the word of God. Now if you've heard it, raise your hand, clap, thanking God,
and
the special thanks
for
touching a yes.
Hallelujah.
Kubanga ekigambo kyo kigulumivu okusinga erinnya lyo, erinnya lya Yesu lya maanyi. wange naye ate ekigambo kyo mukama kyasukulibwa omugulumivu kubanga kyasooka kuba kigambo n'olyoka okiwa erinnya lyo ayi yesu omulungi weebale kitaffe omwesigwa era tukwebaza n'olw'emu ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo weebale ayi mukama omuyiza ebintu byonna otugabiridde ssebo otukkiriza befa esasula ey'okubiri onyolekome nti weewaawo tuli mulimu gwo abatonda mu kristo yesu olw'ebikolo ebirungi katonda bettegera ffe okubitambuliramu tutambulidde mu ebyo era n'abatanna bakutambula ku bano ayi mukama mu ebyo bye wategeka balage destini yaabwe kubanga basuubiza mu yobu esula ya 2:14 otuukiriza bye wasongako engalo yo okubeera ebya buli kino omukufu n'ebirala ebiringa ebyo ayi mukama leka obuyinza bwo obuli mu efeso obuli mu pita ekyokubiri esula esokonyera okusatu obuyinza bwo bwa katonda bwamala tutuwa bye twetaaga mulamulu ne mukuweereza ne mukwongera okutegeera mukama nga bwe bwatuwa tutoola ku ebyo ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo okuleeta era abatalina bakuweebwa leka obuyinza bwo bweyogerako mu zaakariya 4:6 si lwa buyinza si lwa bwanyi naye lwa mwoyo omutukuvu bayibuli yeegambye mu zabuli 13 otuma mwoyo ogwo n'ebitondebwa tondera abantu emirimu mukama bayimuse ayi kabakabakabaka batwale ku mitendera emirala nga bawaayoomu ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo nga bawaayo obweyamu nga bawaayo okwebaza batwale ku mutendera omulala ayi kabakabakabaka tutuukirize kwatuma essula ey'okuna 4:7 ne watabaawo n'omweyeetaaganga naye bonna nga balina byonna nga byebeetaaganga ntumye malayika w'obugabirizi kubikula essula ey'omukaaga n'okutandula omukaaga abapimire ebisinga obulungi era kubikula essula ekkumi n'emu olw'okusatu malayika ayo alina olumuli olugera era olubala ababalira ensimbi ezisinga obungi ababalira emirimu egy'ebbeeyi n'obulungi bwo bulabisibwe gye bali era n'omalayika oyo mu zaakaliya essula ey'okubiri n'esooka paka olw'okubiri alina omuguwa ogugera apime amatwale ag'emirimu gyabwe agateeka obukuumi omukisa n'okuganja n'emirimu gy'emikono gyabwe balabe ebisinga obulungi ebiva ku nnamulondoyo ebiyita mwoyo omutukuvu nga mukubikula essula esooka n'olwokuna ebibeera eyo yaliwo aliweera agenda okubaawo era ebiyita mu y'omusango egya katonda egira malayika omusango bibatuukiireko mu linnya erya yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu muleete tuweeyo.